Hi, and welcome to Show Tunes with Kate Botello. That's me. Coming up in the show, three communication issues, two very different takes on doo-wop, and one really special guest. We lucked out and got the brilliant Anna Gasteyer into the studio. She has some great war stories and the inside take on playing Elphaba in Wicked, and she'll sing us an iconic song from that show in a new way during tonight's intermission. So make sure you powder your nose or whatever before the show starts, because you do not want to miss it. Now, of course, before we get to intermission, we have to start the show. Our overture and finale for this evening are from Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein's Showboat. The show premiered in 1927, was revived in 1932, again with new material in 1946 and countless times since. This is the 1962 first recording of Showboat from our vinyl vault. That was the overture to Showboat from the 1962 album. Our next two pieces from the vinyl vault are about parades, but they share an extra link. Barbra Streisand sang Don't Rain on My Parade on Broadway in Funny Girl. Carol Channing sang Before the Parade Passes By on Broadway in Hello, Dolly. But it was Barbra who ended up cast in the 1964 movie version of Dolly. Some consolation perhaps for Carol in that she won a Tony for Dolly and Barbara's Dolly received mixed reviews. At which point, Barbra probably would have just dedicated this song to her critics.
Don't tell me not to live, just sit and putter. Life's candy and the sun's a ball of butter. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade. Don't tell me not to fly, I simply got to. If someone takes a spill, it's me and not you. Who told you you're allowed to rain on my parade? I guess I didn't make it, but whether on the rose of sheer perfection, a freckle on the nose of life's complexion, the cinder or the shiny apple of its eye, I gotta fly once, I gotta try, once only can die, once bright, sir. Ooh, life is juicy, juicy, and you'll see, I gotta have my bite, sir. Get ready for me, love, 'cause I'm a comer. I simply gotta march, my heart's a drummer. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade. I'm gonna live and live now. Get what I want, I know how. One roll for the whole shebang. One throw, that bell will go clang. Eye on the target and wham. One shot, one gunshot and bam. Hey, Mr. Onstead, here I am. At least I didn't fake it, hats I guess I didn't make it. Get ready for me, love, 'cause I'm a comer. I simply gotta march, my heart's a drummer. Nobody, no, nobody is gonna rain on my parade.
Before the parade passes by, I'm gonna go and taste Saturday's high life. Before the parade passes by, I'm gonna get some life back into my life. I'm ready to move out in front. I've had enough of just passing by life. With the rest of them, with the best of them, I can hold my head up high. For I've got a goal again, I've got a drive again. I'm gonna feel my heart coming alive again before the parade passes by. Look at that crowd up ahead. Listen and hear that brass harmony growing. Look at that crowd up ahead. Pardon me if my old spirit is showing. All of those lights over there seem to be telling me where I'm going. When the whistle blows and the cymbals crash and the sparklers light the sky, I'm gonna raise the roof, I'm gonna carry on. Give me an old trombone, give me an old baton before the parade
Carol Channing's Dolly Levi wants to get on with it before the parade passes by, and Barbara Streisand's Fanny Brice has a perfectly fine parade. Thank you kindly. Do not rain on it. Now, Barbara communicates her needs very clearly, but our next three couples have got some issues in that department. Our first couple doesn't know where to start. Our second couple gets started but runs itself in circles, and our third maybe communicates a little too much. Relationships are tricky in How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying, Tick, Tick, Boom, and Mame.
Well, here it is, 5 p.m., the finish of a long day's work. And there they are, both of them, the secretary and the clerk. Not very well acquainted, not very much to say, but I can hear those two little minds ticking away. Now she's thinking,
I wonder if we take the same bus.
And he's thinking,
there could be quite a thing between us.
Now she's thinking,
he really is a dear.
And he's thinking,
but what of my career?
And she says, and he says,
well, it's been a long day.
Well, it's been a long, been a long, been a long, been a long day. Now she's thinking,
I wish that he were more of a flirt.
And he's thinking,
I guess a little flirting won't hurt.
Now she's thinking,
what dinner we could meet.
And he's thinking,
we both have got to eat, huh?
And she says, and he says,
Gesundheit.
Thank you.
Well, it's been a long day.
Well, it's been a long, been a long, been a long, been a long day. Hey, there's a yummy Friday special at Stouffer's. It's $1.90 vegetable plate. And on the bottom of the ad, not bad, service for two, $3.58. To make a bargain, make a date.
Wonderful.
It's fate.
Now she's thinking,
what female kind of trap could I spring?
And he's thinking,
I might as well forget the whole thing.
Now she's thinking,
suppose I take his arm.
And he's thinking,
well, really, what's the harm?
And she says,
hungry.
And he says,
yeah.
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 Well, it's been a long day. Well, it's been a long, been a long, been a long, been a long day.
Can't talk.
Are you saying we're not talking?
What are you saying?
What are you saying? I'm saying I feel bad that you feel bad about me feeling bad about you feeling bad about what I said about what you said about me not being able to share a feeling.
If I thought that what you thought was that I hadn't thought about sharing my thoughts, then my reaction to your reaction to my reaction would have been more revealing.
I was afraid that you'd be afraid if I told you that I was afraid of intimacy. If you don't have have a problem with my problem. Maybe the problem's simply codependency. Wrong to
say you were wrong to
say I was wrong about
you being wrong
when you rang to say that
the ring was the wrong thing to bring.
If I meant what I said rings bored me. I'm not mad that you got mad when I got mad when you said I should go drop dead. If I were you and I'd done what I'd done, I'd do what you did when I gave you the ring, having said what I said.
But darling, we'll always be dear companions, my crony,
my mate.
We'll always be harmonizing, Orphan Annie and Sandy, like Amos and Andy. If I say that you're sense of style's as far off as your youth, it's simply that who else but a bosom buddy will tell you the whole stinking truth.
Each time that a critic has written, your voice is the voice of a frog. Straight to your side to defend you, I rush. You know that I'm there every time that the world makes an unkind remark. When they say Vera Charles is the world's greatest lush, it hurts me.
And if I say your fangs are showing, mane pull in your claws, it's simply that who else but a bosom buddy will notice the obvious flaws?
I feel it's my duty to tell you it's time to adjust to your age. You try to be Peg of My Heart when you're Lady Macbeth. Exactly how old are you, Vera? The truth.
How old do you think?
Oh, I'd say somewhere in between 40 and death.
But, sweetie, I'll always be Alice Toklas if you'll be Gertrude Stein. And though I'll admit I've dished you, I've gossiped and gloated, but
but I'm so devoted.
And if I say that sex and guts made you into a star, it's simply that. Who else but a bosom buddy will tell you how rotten you are? Just turn to your bosom buddy for aid and affection, for help and direction, for loyalty, love, and for soon. Remember that. Who else but a bosom buddy will sit down and level and give you the devil will.
Angela Lansbury and Bea Arthur are painfully honest bosom buddies in that number from Jerry Herman's 1962 musical Mame on the original vinyl recording. Amy Spanger and Raul Esparza are stuck in a therapy loop from Jonathan Larson's Tick, Tick, Boom. Jonathan is best known for the Pulitzer Prize-winning Rent. And Virginia Martin interprets for Robert Morse and Bonnie Scott in It's Been a Long Day from Frank Lesser's How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. Now let's take a little palate cleanser from all that emotional complication with a couple of songs full of straight-up adoring love.
You are the light of the world.
You are the light of the world.
But if that light's under a bushel, it's lost something kind of crucial.
You gotta stay right.
Its flavor, it ain't got much in its favor.
You can't have the salt and be the salt of the earth. Let your light so shine, young men. Let your light so shine that they might know some kind again. We all need help to feel fine.
Let's have some wine.
You are the city of God. On a hill, it's kind of hard to hide it well.
You gotta stay crazy in the city of God. Let your light so shine, people. Let your light so shine, so that they might know some kind again. We all need help to feel fine. Let's have some wine.
Ain't much good without a wick.
You've got a big light. You be the light of the
I love her so, I wouldn't trade her for gold. I'm walking on moonbeams, and I was born with a silver spoon. And I'm gonna be me, I'm gonna be free. While I'm walking on moonbeams and staring out to sea. And if a door be closed and a row of homes start building, and tear your curtains down, for sunlight is like gold. And you better be you, do what you can do. When you're walking on moonbeams and staring out, if your skin was soil, how long do you think before they start digging? If your life was gold, how long do you think you'd stay living?
Kazee won the 2012 Best Leading Actor in a Musical Tony for his role of the busker guy in a song composed by Fergus O'Farrell for Once. Before that, the company of Stephen Schwartz's Godspell sang You Are the Light of the World. Speaking of Stephen Schwartz, he wrote a show that created an unforgettable role for our unforgettable guest. Yes, that means it's time for intermission. House lights are coming back to full, so you can get up and run out to our virtual lobby, because now you get to hang out with Anna Gasteyer. Now, you may know Anna from Saturday Night Live, from Mean Girls, or shows like Suburgatory or The Goldbergs, but many of you know Anna from her Broadway career. Anna was just here in Interlaken for a concert based around her record, I'm Hip, and took the time to grace our virtual lobby, spill some wicked beans, and play us a gorgeous new rendition of one of that show's most famous songs. Anna, I think Elphaba might be one of the hardest, if not the hardest, role in all of musical theater to play. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I mean, it's a killer on a lot of levels. You know, it's not just vocally hard. It is insanely vocally hard. It sits in a very belty place for most people that you have to sustain, you know, throughout an evening, a 3-hour evening, and over the course of an 8-show week. And it's just really challenging vocally. There's no question about it. It's a very emotional part. It's also just like physically an incredible. I mean, I guess all musical theaters out. Much more physically demanding than I think people give it really know unless they're doing it. But just everything from the weight of the broom and the smoke. There's an amazing amount of smoke and fog. It's really hard vocally. The green makeup, the weight, you know, the dress, the spell book. I mean, it is extremely I was in some fighting shape when I was doing it. It's challenging, very, very challenging. And so, yeah.
I mean, this is a role that has urban legends around it. I mean, I don't know of any other role in musical theater where, like, did you hear so-and-so could only make it three quarters of the way into the song and the understudy had to finish it, or so-and-so snapped a vocal cord. That one's my
favorite. There are stories. You know, I think it's just, yeah, it's an enormous amount to carry around night after night after night after night. It's a very sort of vulnerable part. You know, she's an out – I mean, that's – you know, because you get very method about it, but, like, she's an outsider. And it's also, like, with Elphaba, you're constantly isolated. Because you're either off stage in a quick change or – and you're always being touched. Someone's always putting makeup on you. Someone's always putting a wig on you. Somebody's always – so you're like this human sculpture, like, at all times. It's strange. Like, you have to get kind of used to that feeling.
Wow. So I'm sure you have some stories from your times playing Elphaba.
I do. I don't have as many exciting ones as other people do. I don't, you know, I didn't, for example, run into the orchestra pit. Somebody told me that one. So one of them, I don't, again, it's probably urban myth, but I heard that one ran straight down on that entrance when the big psych opens and she comes running down with her little, on her way to shiz. And she has her little suitcase. And she just went flying because that stage is really – it's raked really severely and it's waxed. And she just went flying into the net.
Oh, no.
Anyway, that's not even my story. It probably isn't even true, but I still like it. You know, the scariest thing that probably happened to me in Wicked was that the elevator for No Good Deed broke in Chicago. And that Oriental Theater is very vast and very deep. It's about a story and a half, I would say, below the stage is where the pit drops. So the elevator would come up through the orchestra pit, and then she would have her little spell book, Elekonomena. So the music started, and I could hear the music because of the way it was piped into the pit, and then the elevator didn't go. So I'd begun singing already, so I had to run out of the elevator through the orchestra pit to the stairwell, which was then cinder block. But I could no longer hear the orchestra. So I was having to keep time while I was running. Does that make sense? The PA system wasn't in the stairwell down to the orchestra pit. So I was counting in my head as I ran up and through the wings. And, of course, I had, like, no air left in my lungs by the time I got up there. And the monkeys were just kind of, like, vamping, just flapping around awkwardly. And and then I continued the song. But it was kind of insane. Yeah, it was exhausting.
Anna was here to perform a show based around her album, I'm Hip, which belongs to a genre that she calls ridiculous jazz. But it's not all ridiculous. There's one very famous song on the record, the Wicked Act One closer, Defying Gravity, that Anna is doing in an entirely new way. We talked about how she makes that work in the cabaret setting.
You know, when my act on the road is more of this ridiculous jazz act and kind of a fun night out, cabaret, you know, whatever you want to call it, irreverent cabaret. I used to hate the word cabaret, but Bridget Everett's bringing it back, and so I'm trying to be upstanding about it. I used to just call it nightclub act, because the thing is, it's like the epitome of what I personally can't stand in a cabaret. The reason I avoid the term cabaret is I can't stand for what should be written as a giant production number being sung with a piano in a room that's too small. It just feels awkward, and it's just a huge song, Defying Gravity. It's massive. It's an act closer, you know, and I did it with 3,000 people in the house when I did it. So I kept thinking about it and kept thinking about it. I talked about it with my collaborator, Julian Fleischer, and he finally said, you know, this is a really – it's kind of like a breakup song if you think about it. I mean, and I know that from other women who have said, like, oh, my God, I listen to it on the treadmill every morning and I cry and, you know, it's going into my – ask for my raise. And, you know, I think that it has – like all good pop songs, resonance in other areas of people's lives besides just Elphaba and her sad story. We just thought, you know, if we're going to sing this live, let's be honest about how intimate the space is and how intimate the song is, really. So that's really it. And Stephen Schwartz heard it and he loves it, which was a nice vote and made me far less anxious about it because, you know, that it, it, yeah. theoretically, but it would be a great pop song. I mean, it's a beautiful tune, and it's a really great independent message. So that's what we set out to do with this arrangement.
Something has changed within me. Something is not the same. I'm through with playing by the rules of someone else's game. Too late for second chances. Too late to go back to sleep. It's time to trust my instincts. Close my eyes and leave. Time to try defying gravity. I think I'll try defying gravity, and you can't pull me down. I'm through accepting. Someone says they're so. Some things I cannot change, but till I try, I'll never know. Too long I've been afraid of losing love. I guess I've lost. Well, if that's love, it comes at much too high a cost. I'd sooner
thanks to Anna Gasteyer for giving us an inside view of life as Elphaba and an inside view of Elfie herself in that vulnerable arrangement of Defying Gravity from Wicked. You can find that track on Anna's album, I'm Hip. Lights are flickering now in our virtual lobby, so it's time to wave goodbye to Anna, ask her to please come back anytime she wants, and head back in for Act Two. We'll kick it off with two big hits from shows selling out Broadway houses right this very minute. First, a performance by 11-year-old Sydney Lucas that won her a Tony nomination for Best Featured Actress in a Musical last year for her role in Fun Home. She blew people away with her performance of Ring of Keys on the Tony Awards this year. In the song, Small Allison has an unexpected moment of kinship with a woman at a diner. Then Jesse Mueller creates an uncanny Carole King in the title track from the 2014 biographical musical, Beautiful.
You didn't notice her at first, but I saw her the moment she walked in. She was a delivery woman. She came in with a handcart full of packages. She was an old school butch.
Someone just came in the door. like no one I ever saw before. I feel... I don't know where you came from. I wish I did. I feel so dumb. I feel... your swagger and your bearing and just right clothes you're wearing, your short hair and your dungarees and your lace-up boots and your keys, oh, your ring of keys. I thought it was supposed to be wrong.
Every morning with a smile on your face and show the world of the love in your heart. And people gonna treat you better. You're gonna find, yes you will, that you're beautiful as you feel. Got nothing to do but watch the passers-by. Mirrored in their faces I see frustration growing, and they don't see it showing. Why do I? You got to get up every morning with a smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart.
So beautiful
as you feel.
Jesse Mueller as Carole King reminds us that you're beautiful as you feel in the title track from the musical memoir Beautiful, and Sidney Lucas as young Allison discovers a whole new kind of beauty in Ring of Keys from Fun Home. Sidney Lucas, by the way, was the youngest person ever to win an Obie Award for the show's off-Broadway run. Both Beautiful and Fun Home are still running and filling houses. And now the answer to last week's trivia question. Who was the French philosopher who wrote the novel on which Leonard Bernstein based Candide? Leo Heska from Branch, Michigan, theater genius, knew the answer. Voltaire, a writer of the French Enlightenment and contemporary of Rousseau. Leo, bragging rights are yours all week. This week's question is coming up in just a bit. And now, two drastically different doo-wops. The first is from the 1977 original vinyl recording of Grease. It's a cheeky little number that is not in the movie. And after that, in a little nod to Halloween, which is just around the corner, we'll hear a song from the hilarious off-Broadway musical Evil Dead, based on Sam Raimi's 1981 horror movie about what happens when you read the Book of the Dead out loud in the woods.
Jeez, engaged to a Marine.
Do you ride him a lot, Marty?
Pretty much. Every time I get a present.
Hey, what do you say to a guy in a letter anyway?
Freddy, my love, I miss you more than words can say. Freddy, my love, please keep in touch while you're away.
Getting killed by Candarian demons.
First there was Ed, a really nice guy. Didn't talk too much, but I didn't mind. I was all set to marry him. But before we could consummate, Ed was killed by a Candarian demon. Candarian demon.
Candarian demon, Candarian demon, Candarian demon.
They say love is cruel, and I believe them.
Baby, I know it seems bad now. It always does. But I think you're exaggerating a touch, Sugar Bee. I mean, sure, your father and fiancé were killed by Candarian demons, but that's only two men, isn't it? I mean, there's no way that all the men in your life could have been killed by Candarian demons.
Oh, no. It was high school.
High school.
Senior prom.
Oh, yeah.
In Renee Klapmeyer's life is unsafe at any speed in a bizarro doo-wop from Evil Dead, the musical. By the way, when the guy playing Ash starts doing kind of a bad Elvis impression, what he's really doing is a great impression of Evil Dead star Bruce Campbell doing kind of a bad Elvis impression. Before that, Katie Hanley's doo-wop was pretty traditional and kind of transactional in Freddie My Love from Grease. By the way, little trivia for you, Richard Gere was an understudy in the 1972 Broadway production of Grease. He covered Danny Zuko, the teen angel, and disc jockey Vince Fontaine. Speaking of trivia, this week's trivia question comes from the original production of our overture and finale this week, Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein's Showboat, based on an Edna Ferber novel. Now, when they first came up with the idea for the 1927 musical, Kern and Hammerstein took it to a famous producer who said, "This is the best musical comedy I have ever been fortunate to get a hold of. I'm thrilled to produce it. This show is the opportunity of my life." Showboat was the opportunity of whose life? Email your answer to ipr@interlochen.org. Leave it on our Facebook page or on our comment line at 231-276-4444. And now we'll wind things up with our finale, Showboat.
Oh, so.
curtain falls, the crowd goes wild, and the house lights come back up as we end this week's episode of Show Tunes with Kate Patello, c'est moi. Michael Culler engineered the show. Sally Isley is our executive producer. Thanks again to Anna Gasteyer for the war stories. And don't forget, you can leave yours on our comment line at 231-276-4444. This is Interlochen Public Radio. See you in the aisles.